Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 20th, 2018. Today we are going to talk about why you should stop overthinking and how to do it. Now, I want to start off by saying that overthinking sometimes feels really great because you start having the sense of security and the sense of feeling safe within your mind. But in reality, when you're overthinking, you're only distracting yourself from what really matters and distracting yourself from the goals you can be achieving instead. During my college years, I really thought that overthinking was what separated smart people and dumb people. Because when you're overthinking, you're just constantly talking in your head, trying to prove why your reasoning is right, proving why your logic is spot on, telling yourself that you're smart, people are not, this is why you're smart, this is why they're not. But in reality, you're perpetuating your own ignorance. And when you do that, when you're just constantly talking to yourself within your head, you're becoming more cynical. And cynicism only leads to a furthering of self-importance and the lack of understanding the world that's around you. Now, a lot of this occurs just because of this term called mental masturbation. Now, mental masturbation is just when you get pleasure from thinking and talking to yourself so much. You know, I've been there, I've been a mental masturbator, and having all these complex thoughts about like the universe, life, myself, other people, what's going to happen in the future, what's happened in the past. Yeah, it felt really good. It felt really comforting just because, like, sometimes you want to hear yourself as being so important. You know, it's like needing a sense of validation. And when you overthink, you're giving yourself a validation for why your mind, why your ego is right. And in the moment, it's very pleasing. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the difference between overthinking and thinking is that when you are just thinking, you apply action. But when you're overthinking, you don't really know what direction to head towards. Overthinking is like when you want to start a process, like creating a sculpture. You know, but you don't really know what you want to do. You tell yourself, well, I could make a cat, or I could do something like Michelangelo. I can make a full human sculpture. But then you start telling yourself, but maybe I should go to school before I do this. Maybe I should watch some videos. Now, that sounds very over the top for me. I don't think you will gain as much experience through thinking to yourself on what's the best way to do this. But I think through doing and failing, you will get further than the person who just tries to figure out what's the best option possible. I think action is more important than just thinking to yourself. Because when you think, you get caught up in a cycle of just like nonsense that doesn't really matter. Your thoughts can be helpful, but they don't matter until you give them life through action. So it's like with that sculpture. Okay, you can think about the perfect design, but then there's another person who actually created something. And you might laugh at that person because their sculpture isn't that great. It's no Michelangelo, but that person shouldn't be mocked. Because they actually tried, they actually took action rather than just saying you could. But instead of fearing what other people think or fearing that your art isn't good enough, by taking action, you prove to yourself that what other people say doesn't really matter. Because only through action will you be able to learn and grow and improve upon the current design that you are working with. Now, that sculpture may not be great today, but it will be great eventually. Now, Michelangelo probably didn't start off making beautiful sculptures right off the bat. He probably had crappy sculptures in the beginning. He probably didn't even know what to do. Because in all honesty, no one honestly knows how to do anything. But through practice and trial and error and being consistent and persistent with your craft, you eventually get better because you've failed so much that you know what not to do. Instead of the person who thinks about what not to do, you actually have someone who has the first-hand experience rather than mental projections about what will work and what won't work. So that's why I think it's important to not overthink because you don't accomplish anything. It's pointless in a sense. One thing I really hated about overthinking was that no matter how smart you thought you were in your head, it didn't matter. Because no matter what you can think, there is no true validation until you put it into motion. Until there is an external representation of what's in your mind, there is no real validation to what you think. Now, think of the Declaration of Independence or some other thought-provoking idea that could change the world. If someone just kept something like the Declaration of Independence, or the Apple iPod, or the Microsoft computer in their head, it would sound great in theory, right? But until you manifest it, no one else will see the genius that lies within yourself. And overthinking is partially terrible just because you can't share what's in your head because you're not actually putting into action what you think. But I also believe that overthinking leads to paranoia. And by paranoia, it's the sense of you think your mind is so great that other people will be afraid of what you think, or other people will seem as if they're trying to harm you because you think too much and you're viewing the world as dangerous rather than viewing it as life. Now, I tell you paranoia because sometimes I would overthink and I would say, this person doesn't like me because I said this. This person has this kind of opinion. I would be creating in my mind the situations and scenarios for every interaction I've had. I would create a reality that was based upon my false assumptions on how other people interpreted what I said or did. Which in reality is just a misconception of what I'm doing. Because you can never predict in your mind what someone else is going to think. Like, sure, if you know a person well enough, you can definitely do that. But to understand the thought patterns of another person takes a lot of time. And you can't just focus on what other people think. You can't just, like, focus your mind on the whole world around you. Now, it's great that you want to feel smart and you want to feel important, but all of that information doesn't matter until you share it with the world. And you got to be honest with yourself. No matter what you think, you got to relax because your thoughts are what kill you. Your thoughts are literally what lead you into depression, into anxiety, into states of madness. It's like when a person thinks everyone's out to get them, they're going to be so crazy and wild that instead of waiting for people to come after them, they're the person who goes after people instead. You like create this own little fictitious story within your mind that leads you into your self-destruction. All because you couldn't relax and just let go of that sense of self-importance. See, I want to make sure that you let go of that and become a little bit more humble because you're actually going to learn if you allow yourself to not feel important. But when you let yourself feel so important, you ignore the world and you're like, nah, this guy's wrong. I'm right. And I tell you that because I've been there. I've been that kind of person. And it was honestly a waste of time feeling self-important. Because as soon as I let go of that mentality, I started seeing how valuable the opinions of people around me are. Now, that doesn't mean like I'm going out constantly analyzing what people say or constantly analyzing how someone's opinion will impact my life, but I'm like, I'll take into consideration if it resonates with me, sure, I'll accept it. If it doesn't resonate, I'll let go of it. And you just gotta let go. That's honestly what it's all about, letting go of your thought patterns. So, how do we get to this state of letting go? So, one of the best ways to become more humble is by listening to other people. You know, when you come to the realization that everyone has such a complex life like you, you start to realize that your problems aren't really that important. All the little dreamable ideas you have don't really matter because some people are telling you how crazy their lives are in comparison to yours, or how different your ideas are when it comes to someone's actual experience. It's about letting yourself be opened up by the words of someone else. And when you let someone else flow their inner essence into your being, you start to let go of who you are and allowing other people to flow into you and be a part of you. Now, that doesn't mean like you let go of yourself. It just means you're becoming who you really are. See, I don't believe that we are actually any one person. But we are a collection of ideas. We are a collection of beliefs. We are a collection of the world around us. And that's like the function of our mind. Our mind just stores information and habits and patterns. But when we start allowing other people and their minds to influence us, we allow ourselves to open up and become wiser to the world around us. You know, because the world's not just about you, it's about everyone around you. No one in this world gets to where they are if it wasn't for someone else. So, definitely listening and learning from other people, that's definitely a great way to let go of your own self-importance because now you're letting someone else speak instead of just letting yourself speak for you. And probably the most beneficial thing to do is meditate. You got to meditate daily. And by that, I mean just letting go of the world around you, just calming down, focusing on your body, focusing on life, not focusing on what you have to do or where you want to go, but just focusing on the present moment. Because there's nothing more important than what's happening right now. Life isn't happening in the past or in the future. It's happening at this very instant. It's happening right now as I'm speaking. And that's really all that matters, because everything in the past, that's history. Everything in the future, that's a mystery. Now, besides this rhyming, I want you to stay present. Because when you become present, you let go of those thoughts. You know, rather than describing what the world is like in front of you, experience it. And when you experience the world in front of you, that's you saying, hey, I'm here. I'm not somewhere else that's within my mind. You know, I'm not thinking about being in outer space or being in France or being under the ocean. I'm thinking about myself in the sense of feeling myself, feeling my body, feeling my breath, feeling my legs, my arms, my heart, my eyes, just being one with life. And when you are fully present in the moment, you let go of those thoughts and you allow yourself to experience rather than contemplating. And when you let go of that contemplation, the world feels much better than anything you can imagine or think about. And honestly, that is the reason to stop overthinking. Because you let go of those demons, you let go of that fear, you let go of that terror that hides within the corners of your mind. And by being fully present, you start to be alive rather than being enslaved by your own thoughts. Now, I hope this has helped you out there, and I want you to remember that you are highly capable and you will achieve everything that you believe in. Because as soon as you start believing, you know that you will be able to accomplish everything that you set yourself and your goals towards. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to catch you on the next episode.